This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
For all my Alabama State friends, I'll say it. We saved the best for last. No, I'm kidding. Donald Hill Ely joins us now, head coach Alabama State. Coach Ely, how are you doing, man? Welcome in.
Hey, saving the best for last.
you knew it already, right?
Hey, let me tell you, the Coach Maynard can talk a game now. Is he the talker in the bunch, or can you match him in the smack talk?
Hey, look, he the smack talking now. He's number one in that. So he talks a bunch of trash. So, I don't even try to keep up with it. I just listen and laugh.
Well, I was asking Coach Maynard how strange it was playing this spring. I mean, if you could sum up this season with one word, what would that word be?
That's a good word.
One word.
Yeah.
One word is just crazy. I mean, it would just have to be it for me, just straight crazy. It's everything has been crazy, from the way we have to plan and taking three tests a week. This is normally the time where we're trying to get our team bigger, stronger, and faster. And now we're out, getting them bruised up and banged up, even though we're gaining some experience. So there are some positives. But six, 8 weeks, we're right back into a fall schedule, 11 games. So it's just been crazy.
You, other than the time you spent in the CFL, you have been a coach in the HBCU game, whether it be at Hampton or Morgan State or Norfolk State. How aware were you of the Magic City Classic when you were there and what it meant to these two fan bases?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have two of my college roommates from Birmingham. They actually went to school with Ricky Smiley, and they all went to Hayes High School. And I used to come to Birmingham with them, and they always talked about the Magic City Classic. They always talked about everything that had to do with the Classic. And then to get here and have coached and Whitney Youngs and all the rest of them, but to get here and coach in the Magic City Classic, I've never seen an atmosphere or culture like the Magic City Classic. So everything that they said was true. From the city buying into it, the families and everything else. So I was aware of it, but I didn't think it was, as we always said, it's every classic in the country on steroids. This is unbelievable.
It is fantastic, and it has a long history. 6:30 at Legion Field tomorrow night. And I'm sure that some of the old timers can say, well, this quarterback versus this quarterback back in the day was the best quarterback matchup, but it's going to be hard to find one a better matchup than what Akil Glass for A&M and your guy Ryan Nettles will put on the field. Both of these quarterbacks are playing great. Tell me about Ryan Nettles and what he's been able to do for your team this year.
Well, you know what? That young man has come in and we put a lot on him. As a redshirt freshman coming in and taking over to him, and he's gotten better every week, he's a smart kid, has a strong arm, can throw the ball around the field, and then he makes the guys around him play better. And anytime you can get a guy in that position that, as we call it, the field general, that can make the other guys play better, the future is bright for us. You talking about the next 3 years of having a guy in the saddle that can really move the offense and get things going, and now we can settle down and build our team around him. So many times in the past we've had one quarterback, two quarterbacks, and all that kind of stuff trying to find the guy, and now I feel like we have that guy.
Your alma mater, Virginia Union, it's former home to a couple of NBA greats. Did you actually, was Charles Oakley there when you were actually there?
Actually, Oakley, came in my Oakley left out my freshman year, but we're good friends. I got a good relationship with him. My father actually coached at the university as well, and played and was All-American at Virginia Union. So I was always around the school and had a chance to meet Oakley, AJ, and Terry Davis, and all those guys. I actually was Terry Davis, strength and conditioning guy before he went to the league. So got him on the way. So got a great relationship with all those guys, and their union was real good to me, and it was small that you had a chance to formalize some great relationships.
Why do you think this level of football, Coach, is appealing to NFL guys like Eddie George and Deion Sanders?
The opportunity to continue to promote their reality shows. I mean, it's good with what they can bring because of the platform that they have created outside of HBCU. But, you know, it now takes the focus off of the 99% and puts it on the 1%. Only 1% of our young men going to go to pros, regardless whether it's Eddie Robinson coaching the team, Jake Gaither, or Deion Sanders, or Eddie George. My focus is that don't lose our plight. We continue to build 1% that has to go back into the community, that have to go out and get jobs and have to lead families. I appreciate the the visibility that they bring, but sometimes that can be harmful to what the whole mission of our universities have been and that they need to continue to be for the young men that we serve.
It's a different classic this year, and hopefully it'll be back to normal in the fall. The tailgating is such a big part of this, and we won't have that officially at this classic. Did you ever, leading into a classic game, sneak out to the tailgate and sample a little bit of the food pregame, or did you save that for after the game?
No, whenever I smell the smoke, I got to find me a grill and go over and get me one of those sausage with little onions and a lot of mustard on it, sneak back on the bus and let it happen.
Yeah, that's a good play.
Well, based on that answer, Coach, I asked Coach Maynard the same thing I'll ask you. What would you give up if I could guarantee you a win? Give me one thing personally you would give up to guarantee a win.
My right arm.
Oh, my. That's significant.
Yeah, that is. I mean, you'd be a winning coach, but we'd call you lefty the rest of your career.
Are you left-handed?
Hey, no, I'm right-handed. Ooh. That's how much it would mean to me to win. I would give up my right arm.
All right. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah. Well, if you win the game, Maynard may remind you of that at midfield.
That's right. He's listening.
Well, tell Maynard if I lost my right shoe down to Jackson, but I still got that left one.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. That is Connell Maynard and Coach Donald Hill Ealy. We appreciate both of them making time. The day before the Magic City Classic, the head coaches at Alabama A&M and Alabama State with us on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline with zero sugar, zero carbs, and only 80 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple. I know it's not the SEC. SEC would be a lot more fun if coaches would go back and forth with each other that. I'll tell you that.
That's old school SEC 80s basketball.
Absolutely.
And I think he was insinuating he lost that right shoe in Deion's backside, right? He still has that left shoe for Coach Maynard. I think that was the insinuation there. Am I right on that?
Spot on.
You got it, BG?
I think that's spot on that primetime still has that right shoe.
Right.
He's still got that left one ready for Coach Maynard. Love those. I mean, getting to, and again, we're as guilty of it as any media outlet out there. More focus on the FCS schools this year because they're playing in the spring. And I have loved the opportunity to enjoy the FCS football more this year. And getting to hear those coaches from Alabama A&M and Alabama State a lot more than we do just Classic Week. It's been fun to see the smack talking and how they both backed it up. They're playing for division championship tomorrow night down at Legion Field, 6:30 under the lights at the old Gray Lady on Graymont. Should be a classic weekend, and we get two of them this year. It's so nice. We play it twice this year. Coming back in the fall.